our last report, we mentioned that the U.S. is falling drastically behind in developing its future workforce of scientists, engineers, and technology experts, due in part to a lack of science education.
Even from an agricultural standpoint, if there are scientific examples that are given in the high schools, they don't paint agriculture in a fair light.
That's Dr. Bob Horton, professor of 4-H youth development with The Ohio State University and developer of Project Pathways, who says the 4-H Science, Engineering, and Technology program can be part of the long-term solution for improving science literacy and aptitude of America's youth.
We believe that science lives in agriculture. It's a very strong component, and our 4-H'ers today really, they're quite capable of stepping up and getting that new type of science, the new way of exploring, tapping in the knowledge, and applying it in a very meaningful way.
Stay tuned for more details. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.